away from Mississippi State, excuse me, turning the last one from Mississippi State, pardon me, with Gregory Ibendahl, is that correct? With cost and returns of using onboard module building systems and Skipper Cotton. Thank you.
All right, well, thanks. We're looking at basically these new module builder pickers in a sense that hasn't been used before. Probably most of you guys have probably seen the new module builder pickers out there in the field. And you know, they're nice because basically you're replacing three operators and three machines with just one machine. You now have one machine that's able to build the module on board. So in effect, you're giving up someone having to drive a blow buggy and someone having to work on a module builder. You would think that would be a tremendous saving for farmers using these new systems, but as you guys may have looked at some of the prices on these machines, it's not quite as clear-cut as what it looks like, because both Deere and Case have realized this, that they have some big advantages by having only one machine, and they price the new machines kind of accordingly. So you're looking at over $500,000 for either a red or a green machine. I think maybe the red machine might be a little cheaper, right, Herb? Just a little bit anyway, although Deere's also getting you, because they also... You also have to pay for the plastic bale wrap. So in effect, when you start to look at the economics of this, it's almost really a wash. If you can get the right number of acres with the new machines, I think you can make a go of it. But if you're still harvesting the same number of acres with the new system that you were doing with the old system, I think the old system still has some advantages over the new system as far as total cost. Now, that doesn't include maybe looking at some of the advantages to quality and stuff like that, because you know the Deere system's obviously wrapping this in plastic. So we got some advantages to quality there that we're not picking up in our immediate study there. But it kind of makes an interesting economic analysis when you move to Skipper, because this is a case where now maybe you can get some advantages. Now we're going from what would basically be a 6-row picker to potentially being like almost like a 9-row picker. I think now you may get to see some advantages for this. But it kind of makes an interesting economic analysis, especially when times are tough. In fact, it allows me to use one of my favorite economics jokes I found over the last year or so, where this little girl is crying because her mom's saying, "What's wrong?" And she says, "Well, my field trip to the zoo has been canceled because of cost-cutting majors," you know, probably common in these economic times. She said, "Who knows, this trip might have inspired me to become a zoologist. Instead, this could be the decisive moment that leads me down the path of becoming an economist." So, you know, maybe 15 years from now, we're going to have tons more of economists out here, and not that we don't have enough already, but... All right, well, why are we looking at this issue of maybe skip row again? It seems like skip row comes up for discussion every so often. In fact, you go back and look at some of the early research, there's been some studies back at Mississippi State back from, I think, 1969 was the earliest one that I saw. So that's, what, 40 years of skip row cotton work, and it kind of looks like there's some jumps in the years. So every so often it comes up as a thing to look at. But here's a graph showing what the cotton acres have done. If you look basically from, you know, like 2006 to the present, you see this tremendous drop-off in acres. And there's a couple of explanations why that has happened like that. You know, that's quicker than what you would think it would decrease. But a lot of it is really what's happening with the competition for cotton. These guys have been looking at the corn and soybean prices, and you can see basically from, you know, the middle of 2006 up to the middle of 2008, soybean prices went from $6 over to, you know, close to about $15. So, you know, that makes guys think twice. You can double my price for a competing crop. You know, let's look a little closer from that. Corn's kind of the same situation. We went from basically, you know, just under $2 or maybe a little bit over $2 up to about $5 or $6, you know, since it's come down somewhat. But, you know, those kind of things make you look twice at your cotton acreage. That's one side of the equation. On the cotton side itself, you look at cotton prices, you know, it's been, you know, might be charitable to say cotton prices have been stagnant over the last 4 or 5 years or so, kind of looking at loan rate cotton prices, you know, nothing to get too excited about if you're a cotton farmer, until maybe this year, maybe a little bit. But on the cost side, I think this is where farmers really start to look at other crops quite a bit, because, you know, costs have gone up quite a bit. You know, back in 2003, I think this was some of the USDA numbers, we went from about $65 for variable cost up to over $90 per acre. That's quite an increase in variable cost. So if you're a cotton farmer where you don't really have much control over your outputs on your output side for the price you're receiving, and the one thing you might be able to control is the input side, and that's going up quite a bit, you're going to think twice about how many acres in cotton you're going to look at. So what we're looking at is, well, maybe skip rows, cotton might be a thing to reconsider again. It seems like it comes up into play whenever cotton prices get kind of low and variable costs start to go up. That it seems to come into more of a thing that farmers are looking at. Well, here's some of the areas where input costs have really increased. If we look at seed costs especially, and I think this would include the technology fee, we basically went from, 1994 to 2008. During that period, we went from, about $10 or $15 per acre up to over almost $100 per acre just in seed costs. That's a tremendous drop, a tremendous increase in seed costs. And that's one of the things we can control in skip row cotton, because if we're only planting a third less amount of the seed, we'll reduce our seed costs by a third. Fertilizer costs have also increased. That big jump up you see in 2008 is mainly from, I think, probably mostly from nitrogen prices. That has since come down again. So if you looked at this for next year, it wouldn't be near as bad as what this is showing. But it's certainly been an increase here. We can save a little bit on fertilizer price by using skip row cotton, because we're going to shoot for a lower target yield. So our overall use of fertilizer is probably going to be over. But we can't really control this on a row basis like we do like the seed cost. So we're going to see some savings here from skip row, but not as much as we would on the seed side. Capital recovery costs are, and this is again another place where we can probably see some savings, especially on the harvest side, because we don't have to run the picker on as many acres, or don't have to run it as much on the same acres as we would before here. So capital recovery costs or fixed costs basically went from about $65 up to about $90 per acre. We're going to see some big savings here by moving to skip row cotton as well. One limitation, though, of looking at skip row cotton is we're almost for sure going to give up some yield by doing that. We're only planting really two-thirds of the amount of seed as you would before, and by skipping a row. So you would naturally expect yields to be a little bit lower in this technology, at least in most situations. And here's a graph I took of kind of the average of the years that we have done this, looking at how yields compared to solid seed to cotton, kind of did a one-to-one match there. And you can see for the most part, on average, we're getting about 90% yield of what solid seed to cotton would be. So we're giving up about 10% penalty for doing that. It varies to some degree. The minimum that we've seen over the years has been tested is about 81%. In some years, we're up to 96%. So, but again, about 90%. In fact, if you look at our Mississippi State cotton budgets, we do already have a skip row cotton budget out there. We kind of factor in 90% of the yield for skip row cotton. Now the trick is we're going to give up 10% on the yield side. What we want to have for this thing to work is we want to have the increase or the decrease in cost outweigh what we're giving up on yield. So as long as that's the case, then we're going to be okay here. So this is our key point here, is the reduction in expenses must be greater than the reduction in revenue for this to work. Now obviously it's going to be less likely to work when the yield penalty is more, and also when cotton prices are high. That's going to be a decrease to this. But whenever we're talking about loan rate cotton prices, the system is probably going to be more viable for farmers to consider. So ideas, look at are just kind of our standard budgets. If you went to our website right now, I think we got the new data out for 2010 budgets. Have been up there for a couple weeks now. This is what we're showing for the budgets, basically for solid seeded versus skip row. You can see the income is basically $700 for the solid seeded versus $637. Really about a 10% penalty here for the 10% yield reduction. We take out the expense side. Again, we're going to see some or most of the expenses, mainly on the seed side though, but also on the harvest side, we can save about $30 per acre basically by moving from six row solid harvest to taking a current planter, moving it out to six row for skip row here. So that's going to allow us to save $30 per acre. In effect, with our current budget, and I forgot what the price, well, I think this is about 60 to 65 cent cotton price. I can't remember exactly now, but this will actually give us about a $20, $25 net returns here by doing the skip row cotton here. So it looks, just from the outset, looks like it might be a pretty good thing to consider here. And here's where the savings come from. On the seed and technology side, again, we can get a direct one-third savings because we're planting one-third less seed. So we're saving $22 there. Fertilizer, some benefit there, but again, we really can't control by the row space because we're probably applying most of the fertilizer before we plant. So we're still saving about $8 there. Herbicides, some of the herbicides we can apply on a row basis. A lot of them, though, we're applying pre-plant, so we're getting about $10 savings there. And again, on the harvest side, because we were able to not have to worry about that row we're not harvesting, we're saving about $28 there. So again, quite a bit of savings from doing this anyway. I did go back and did a little bit of sensitivity analysis. I'm going to do more for the final paper, but looking at a case where you see 80% of the yield, which would be, you know, that'd be the low end of what we were seeing for skip row versus solid seeded, and looking at a pretty good price for cotton. I'm not sure when we had 80 cent cotton price, probably a long time ago, but that would be really probably a high end for cotton price. This would be a worst case scenario for making skip row work. Now you see that really we don't, there's really not an advantage for skip row. Now solid seeded is the way to go. But you'll notice though, we had more returns from before and lower returns here. Really, probably our overall risk is going to be less doing skip row cotton. And this really hasn't even factored in the fact that there may be some risk advantages to on the yield side as well. We may get less variability in yield. I'm not for sure that's the case, but my projection is that we'll have less yield variability on the skip row cotton than we will on the solid seed cotton. So a risk-averse producer would probably consider that to be an advantage, even though you're going to have lower returns here when prices are really good. Some other points to consider is basically looking at the top chart is looking at basically a 6-row field capacity with in solid seeded cotton, and the bottom chart there is looking at a 6-row moved out to skip row where we're really harvesting 9 rows what the field capacities are. You can see you really jump up on the bottom half there on the field capacities. You're going from, let's say, 80% field efficiency, you're going from about 7.5 acres per hour up to about 11.5 acres per hour. Now we're talking about field capacities. You know, a Midwest corn farmer in the Midwest in the Champaign County would be more likely to see those kind of things here. So we can cover a lot of acres here. One issue to keep in mind with the new harvesters is that for you to take advantage of the price savings that you get from those things, you really need to push those things to their maximum acres here. So if you're still harvesting the same number of acres with the newer pickers, you're not going to see much cost savings, if anything. So like on the bottom here, if you're going to go skip row cotton at 80% field efficiency, you need to really try to plan on harvesting 2,500 acres per year, which for some farmers that may work, some farmers that may not work. For those farmers it's not going to work for, I would probably suggest maybe sticking with the old system. I got a grad student kind of working at this issue right now is how do we handle the weather variability and how much extra field capacity you need? Because one way you could look at this is that you can harvest more acres, but that also gives you some protection if there's a bad year. This would have been a good year to have some excess field capacity out there to get all your crop out here. So one thing farmers need to keep in mind is how many acres are going to plan on growing this year and in the future, and kind of consider matching a machine to that. I was talking to the Deere folks yesterday, and Herb was telling me that we could probably modify a current 6-row header for about $10,000 to do skip row cotton. The Deere folks, is that what you told me? You told me that, didn't you? Okay. The Deere folks weren't quite, they didn't think you could quite do it for that price. They were a little bit pessimistic about actually doing that. And it would probably be a permanent change in your harvest system as well here. So this may be an all or nothing situation if you're going to go ahead and do skip row cotton, is that you're not going to be able to do part of your acres one way and the other half on skip row, because you're going to have two separate heads out there to do that. Once you make that conversion, I think it may be a little tough to go back and forth. So you need to keep that in mind as well. Is you want to do skip row cotton on all your acres, or do you want to have two sets of machines to harvest your cotton fields? So those are some things farmers need to keep in mind when they're looking at this. So I guess I got a couple minutes for questions. All right, thanks.
Thank you.